Chad Patrick on the mound. Called strike on the outside corner to Gauthier. The pitch. Misses outside. Two balls, one strike. The right-handed pitcher kicks the pitch, called strike outside corner. Two-two count, nobody on, nobody out. Gauthier, the shortstop, leading it off. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball three. Full count, the pitch. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. Count remains full. Full count, nobody on, nobody out. Gauthier at the plate, leading off for the Quakes. The pitch. Misses high, ball four. Lead off walk, drawn by Austin Gauthier. That'll bring up Jake Vogel.
Fielder, number 11, Jake Vogel.
Vogel, the usual center fielder for the Quakes. Runner on first, infield, a double plate up. The pitch. Missing high, ball one. Chad Patrick, glove at the belt, the pitch. Called strike outside corner, 1-1 count. Due up after Vogel, Damon Keith in right field. Followed by the cleanup batter, the left fielder, Junior Garcia. Batting fifth behind the plate, Yainer Fernandez for the Quakes. The 1-1. Swung on, fouled off. Batting sixth for the Quakes, the designated hitter, Luis Rodriguez. Seventh at first base, Griffin Lockwood Powell. Eighth at second base, Kenneth Betancourt, and ninth is Hector Martinez. Pickoff attempt at first base. Gauthier back safely diving. Infield shading just slightly to the right. Here's the pitch. Swung on, one hopper. Diving play is Walter. Stands up, the throw to second. On to first. Not in time, but still a great play by Gene Walters. Gene Walters makes a diving play, stops the one hopper. Looked like it might have been a base hit, which would have made it runners on first and second instead. Walters is able to get the lead out. Great, great play by the third baseman. One down, runner on first. It is Vogel who reaches on the fielder's choice. One down, Damon Keith batting from the right side. He takes ball one out. Patrick sets the pitch. Runner goes. Ball misses. Throw to second. Looks good. In time, he's out. Caught stealing. Vogel caught stealing at second base. A great throwdown from DeRozio, the catcher today. And just like that, it's two down. Nobody on.
308-03.
Pitch did miss outside, so it's a 2-0 count. Two down. Keith still at the plate. Pitch misses outside. Three oh count, two down. Pitch misses high, ball four. Keith draws a walk. Second walk given up by Patrick today.
Left fielder, number 35, Junior Garcia.
Garcia now batting from the right side. He's the cleanup batter today. Catching for Patrick today, J.J. DeRozio. Third baseman, Gene Walters. At shortstop, Juan Cornell. Pitch is swung on. High fly ball, right side of the infield. Chen is calling for it, and he makes the catch on the edge of the outfield grass. Thanks to a caught stealing and a nice play by a third baseman, Walters, we're still scoreless going into the bottom half of the first. You're watching Rawhide Baseball.
Don't wake up at 5 a.m. Work 40-plus hours and still find time to volunteer. Credit scores don't put themselves through college with kids at 37, but people do. You're not just a number at Valley Strong Credit Union. Our members get top-of-the-line products, competitive rates, digital banking options, and conveniently located branches. Valley Strong, the strong in all of us.
Equity Group knows what you wanted. More Niagara Balls. Tonight is the Niagara Ball Friday, courtesy of Equity Group, a professional real estate company. Tonight for the Niagara Ball Showdown, visit the Budweiser Guest Services. Every spots are available, and only a brave need to apply. Got questions about Valley Strong Ballpark? Visit the Budweiser Guest Services, or one of our friendly team members will be ready to assist you. Guest Services brought to you by Budo Beverage Company and Budweiser, the official beer of the Mighty City Oaks. Valley Strong Cowbell, America's largest cowbell, is located behind the Cahuilla Hill Grandstand on the third base side. It's time now to give that thing a ring. For that, let's send it to Joe.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brian. That's right. I am here right next to the Valley Strong Cowbell across from Snow Shack. It's a little hot, so come get a delicious treat. But also, too, remember, you can also pick up one of these awesome Oaks jerseys. More info for you later. Harry's ready to bring the ring. Harry, you ready to rock?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. One-handed, I like it. All right, say it with me, Harry.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom half of the first inning. Juan Cornell takes ball one outside. On the mound for the Quakes is Edgardo Enriquez. The pitch is swung on, high fly ball, shallow left field. Left fielder Junior Garcia comes in and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One down, nobody on. That'll bring up Alvin Guzman.
Tonight's max player of the game at center fielder, number 14, Alvin Guzman.
Guzman batting from the right side, one away, nobody on in the bottom half of the first. The pitch misses low and out, ball one. Two up after Guzman, Junior Franco. Cleanup batter is one of the newer additions, the designated hitter Gary Mattis. 1-0 count, one down. The pitch swung on and missed. Batting fifth is the catcher, J.J. DeRozio. Sixth in right field, Jason Roberson. Batting seventh, another new addition, the first baseman, Daniel Torres. Batting eighth at second base, S.P. Chen. And ninth at third, Gene Walters. 1-1 count, one down. The pitch. Missing inside, 2-1 count now. Catching for Enriquez is Yainer Fernandez. At third base, Hector Martinez. The shortstop, Austin Gauthier. Second baseman, Hector Betancourt. And at first base, Griffin Lockwood Powell. The 2-1. Missing in, ball three. From left to right, Junior Garcia, Jake Vogel, and Damon Keith for the Quakes, who are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. 3-1 count, one away. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Very late swing by Guzman. An inside pitch that he fouled off on the first base side into the backstop. Full count. Infield shading up the middle. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. Full count, one away. Here's the pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Guzman knew it. He goes down looking for the second out. That brings up Junior Franco batting from the left side. Franco, the left fielder today. First pitch, misses outside, ball one. Pitch is swung on and missed. 1-1 count. The pitch is swung on, high fly ball into left field. Garcia comes in, makes the catch, and it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Enriquez. Still scoreless going into the second, and you're watching Rawhide High Baseball.
You open that crisp, cold Bud Light, you hear the sounds of summer.
There any Bud Lights left?
We mean every sound.
Corona vibes bursting with tropical flavors. It's a match made in hard seltzer paradise. Introducing the Corona Hard Seltzer Tropical Pack. It's the flavors of refinement.
Fans, it's Corona Hard Seltzer theme night at Valley Strong Ballpark. Thanks to Corona Hard Seltzer. Corona Hard Seltzer, enjoy la vida, Maspina. Thanks to Corona Hard Seltzer, some lucky random fans have their seats upgraded. For more, let's send it down to Joe. Take it away.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm up here on the balcony, and we have our Corona Seltzer, Corona Hard Seltzer seat upgrades. But unfortunately, they're not here. But I do know that you for tickets. Nicole Juarez, wherever you are, congratulations. You have had your seat upgraded here to the balcony. You're actually sitting in our owner seats, too, which is pretty cool. Hey, as a reminder, everybody, these awesome Oaks jerseys that the players are wearing, and they happen to give me one, you can actually buy them today before they go on auction tomorrow. Go to the general store. You can buy it now for $200, or you can come back tomorrow and put your opening bid, which will start at $120. So visit the general store and pick up your Oaks jersey today.
Top half of the second inning, scoreless at Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game one. First pitch is swung on. I think it was foul tipped. It was into D'Orazio's glove, and Fernandez, the batter, dropped the bat. Didn't drop the bat, let go of the bat in his follow through, so he's gonna, I think, go get a new bat. Neither team has a hit today, but Patrick has given up two walks to the Quakes. Fernandez, the catcher. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off out of play, first base side.
Robert Williams, call Vision Glassworks, 747-2000.
0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Hernandez goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. That's the first strikeout of the day for Chad Patrick. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. First strikeout of the year as a member of the Rawhide for Patrick. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up towards the grandstands. The batter is Luis Rodriguez, the designated hitter.
Look out, broken windows, Vision Glassworks, 747-2000.
Patrick, if you remember, joined the Rawhide late last year. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball one. Here's the pitch. Missing outside. The pitch is swung on, fouled off into the netting. Two, two count, one away. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Patrick.
Yeah, the used car super center, we're $500 down. It's only good need. Heading to the plate is the first base one. Number 37, Griffin Lockwood Powell.
Pitch to Griffin Lockwood Powell. Misses outside, ball one. He originally was not in the starting lineup. It was going to be Julio Carrion batting seventh and at first base, but there was a late scratch right around 4:30, we were told, that it would be a straight switch with Lockwood Powell in. Pitch was fouled off, so 1-1 count. The pitch. Swung on, high fly ball, shallow center field. Chen going out, right fielder Roberson coming in. Here comes Guzman. The center fielder is the one who makes the catch to end the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Patrick as we are heading into the bottom half of the second inning. Still scoreless. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball.
We do this each and every Friday here at Family Strong Ballpark. Enjoy being part of the My City Oaks family here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Is returning.
How are you?
This weekend, the
1977.
Joe's got the
mic. Is your mom and dad here this week?
The Knocker Ball Showdown.
Yeah.
Right, Joe.
Too hot, huh?
All right, we're actually not going to do a Knocker Ball Showdown right now. So, again, if you're interested in doing Knocker Balls, go to guest services so we can get some of these matches going later on. Hey, but again, another thing that we're doing this week.
Yeah.
We have the Chatterhead.
I got the same seat that you got for me earlier this year. Yeah, it's all good.
There's another thing you can go check out.
Well, yeah, it's okay. I was hoping to see some of the same people that I dealt with before, but it's like a little league team right behind me, so I might have to be remote a little bit.
So go visit the general store if you want to see.
On my vouchers, are they good for next year as well? Oh, okay. I made the mistake. I did Friday with a voucher, and then Saturday I hit order, and I paid full price. Oh, we said hello to each other just a minute ago. So, but if not, I'll just I'll just add one more game to what's going on. But and Sunday's all good, so that's good. Yeah. Joe, we'll talk to you later. Great broadcast, by the way. I always listen to you.
Let's move to the bottom half of the second inning. Leading off is half inning for the Mike City Oaks. Tonight's in and out double-double batter. Designated hitter number one, Gary Mattis.
Bottom half of the second inning, Gary Mattis in his first at bat as a member of the Rawhide. He's at the plate. Enriquez still on the mound for the Quakes, scoreless in the bottom half of the second inning. Here's the pitch to Mattis. Misses low and outside, ball one. Mattis just recently signed by the Diamondbacks this year. He's moved around a little bit, which usually happens for free agent signings. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Called strike outside corner. So Mattis has been with Hillsboro. He's been in the Arizona Complex League and now here with the Rawhide. We've seen him take work in the outfield and also ground balls. According to his MLB page, he's listed as a middle infielder, but wouldn't be surprised if we see him in the outfield a lot. The pitch bounces in front of the plate. Ball two. You can see the Rawhide are wearing their Oaks jerseys, and Mattis, the only one wearing fully white pants. Usually the Rawhide wear cream pants. And, I mean, if you can see J.J. DeRozio in the background, I really do think the white pants look much better. The pitch misses outside ball three. But the Rawhide throwing it back to 1977 when they were the Visalia Oaks. Wearing their pinstripe throwback jerseys. 3-1. Missing low, ball four. Mattis draws a leadoff walk in his first at bat as a Rawhide. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are presented by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen. Keeping you in good hands is their game.
Is the catcher number six, J.J. DeRozio.
Here's J.J. DeRozio batting from the right side. Nobody out and a runner on first. The first pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. The pitch. It's actually a pickoff attempt at first base. Mattis back safely diving. Mattis has a lot of speed. Obviously, this being his first game as a member of the Rawhide, haven't been able to actually see it in action, but a lot of athleticism. Here he goes. The pitch misses high and in. The throw to second. In time, he's out. A nice throw by the catcher, Fernandez, really leading the second baseman, Betancourt. To be able to make that play. One down. So that's two caught stealing today. One for each team so far. One ball, one strike, one out for DeRozio. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Just misses outside. Looked close. From here, it looks good. Enriquez thought so. He took an extra little step thinking he'd be able to do his walk around the mound, but the home plate umpire, Ryan Wilson, said it is a ball. Umpire on the bases is Josiah Shepard. Here's the pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball, third base side, but it is foul. Two balls, two strikes, infield shading to the left. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball three. Here's the payoff pitch to DeRozio. Swung on, lined on the left field line. A fair ball. It'll roll all the way into the corner. DeRozio heading for second. He'll reach easily as the left fielder Garcia now just picks it up. That is a one-out stand-up double for DeRozio. And it is the first hit of the day. First hit of the day is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Jason Roberson will now step to the plate, batting from the left side. A perfectly placed line drive by DeRozio down the left field line. If it was someone with a little bit more speed, they might have ended up on third, but of course, Rawhide will take a runner in scoring position as their first hit of the day. There's a meeting on the mound between Fernandez and Enriquez. The home plate umpire, Ryan Wilson, is going to go speed things along a little bit.
And to play for the Virginia Oaks, right fielder number 16, Jason Roberson.
Infield shading to the right against the left-handed hitter. Scoreless in the bottom half of the second inning. Roberson batting 225, the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. Roberson, his first game back at Valley Strong Ballpark. He did join the team back in San Jose last week when he was taken off the injured list. I guess I should say reinstated from the injured list. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. Roberson was dealing with a bit of an oblique strain. Missed a month of season, now back. No balls, two strikes. Enriquez sets, working with the runner on for the first time. The pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Roberson goes down looking for the second out. Two down. Still a runner in scoring position. Here's Daniel Torres.
Now batting for the Oaks, first baseman, number 13, Daniel Torres.
The pitch. Missing inside, ball one. Torres in his first at bat as a member of the Rawhide. He's the first baseman today, but really an infielder who'll move all around. Saw him mainly take ground balls at short and second yesterday during the workout. But starting first baseman today for the Rawhide, batting from the right side. The pitch, swung on, fouled off into the netting. So he joined the Rawhide from the Arizona Complex League. Torres, originally from Venezuela, signed as an international free agent in 2018. One ball, one strike. Enriquez kicks. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. One-two count. Runner in scoring position. Still, it's DeRozio. Here's the pitch. Missing high and outside. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. A runner on second in the second inning. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike three. Torres goes down looking to end the inning. The Rawhide strand a runner on second, but they pick up the first hit of the game thanks to DeRozio. Heading into the third, we're still scoreless. You're watching Rawhide Baseball.
With more hybrid choices than any other brand, with class-leading NPG that never needs plugging in, you can venture on and off the grid with confidence. Every Toyota hybrid vehicle comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance and our exclusive 10-year 150,000-mile hybrid battery warranty for wherever adventure takes you.
Sidney Oaks, your host, is some special guest here tonight. We'd like to welcome Family Strong Ballpark in the Toyota Chariot tonight. We welcome to Larry County Association of Realtors, Young Professional Network, Toyota. Let's go places. In the Skill Saloon tonight, VFA2 Bounty Hunters, stationed at Lemoore Naval Air Station. Visit SkillDealers.com. Harvest Wealth Guru and Powers, hardworking people enjoy the moments that matter most. In the damn fam dugout, it's Harvest Wealth Group. Learn for Life, a network of nonprofit schools that provide each student with personalized learning, career training, and life skills. Each school is locally controlled, tuition free, and gives students the flexibility and one-on-one attention they need to succeed. In the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club, we say hello to Learn for Life. Looking to entertain a group of clients, friends, or family at an affordable price, you can book a group at the Budweiser Red Zone. Speaking of that, Garcia Martial Arts is in the Budweiser Red Zone. Also in the Budweiser Red Zone tonight, Mission Limited Supply. To all these groups and fans in attendance tonight, welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark. To book an outing with your family and friends in one of our group areas, give us a call at 732-4433. As we move to the top half of the third inning, batting for Rachel Cucamonga, second base one, number 48, Kenneth Bettencourt.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Broadcasting from the Sun Gazette Press Box, I'm Jill Guerin. First pitch from Chad Patrick misses outside ball one. He's in his third inning of work. He's walked two, has not allowed a base hit. There is movement in the Rawhide pen. The pitch, a called strike. Looks like Dylan Castaneda warming in the pen for the Rawhide. He was supposed to be a piggybacker today. Although he's not a traditional piggybacker, the pitch misses outside ball. Beg your pardon, it's actually fouled off. Count is 1-2. As I was saying, he's been piggybacking for the Rawhide, but usually we see someone piggyback once a week. The pitch swung on, chopper, third base side, but it's foul. Still a 1-2 count. So what they've been doing with Castaneda, instead of having him piggyback off of one day of the week like we see with starters, as if he's a starter, he actually pitched two times last week on Wednesday and Sunday, now slated to pitch here again on Friday. The 1-2 swung on, lined into left field, a base hit. Franco comes over to cut it off. It will hold Bettencourt to a single, but that is the first hit of the day for the Quakes. A leadoff single for the second baseman, Bettencourt.
Heading towards the plate, third baseman, number 6, Hector Martinez.
Here's Hector Martinez, the number 9 batter, coming to the plate, batting from the right side. One down. Beg your pardon, runner on first, nobody out. Infield shading to the left. Both teams have one hit now. The pitch swung on. Two hopper to Walters. The third baseman fields it. Second for one. On to first in time. A 5-4-3 double play. Just like that, the leadoff single is erased from the bases. Two down, nobody on for the leadoff man, Austin Gauthier. Nice two plays by Walters down the third base side. Looking really comfortable there. Really started his career as a middle infielder, but we've seen him all over the field, including on the pitcher's mound. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. Here's the 0-1, called strike. Patrick, nearing 40 pitches now, 23 years old from Indiana. The pitch swung on and missed strike three, a 1-2-3 inning of work. Great performance by Chad Patrick. This might be the last inning we see him. He is coming off the injured list. I'm not sure his pitch count, but we're still scoreless going into the bottom half of the third. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
The world, not as it is, but for everything, it could be.
Chocolate Bar is celebrating 40 years of service in Porterville and surrounding cities. For 40 years, Chocolate Bar has provided quality installations and prompt service. Connect what is most important to you and loved ones. Stop Alarm is your local solution. For all your security needs, call Stop Alarm at 559-781-3310. Thank you. What's most important to you and your loved ones? Stop Alarm is your local solution. For all your security needs, that's 781-3310. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you direct your attention right now, the first baseline, time now for the Stop Alarm Mascot Races. Okay, participants, are you ready? On your marks, get set, go! And they are led by Tipper, now being chased down by some youngsters, making the way around second base. Tipper's now losing his lead. We have our winner at third base. Way to go. And we got a couple of really young individuals making the way to third base. Let's cheer them on. Let's make some noise for those two making the way to third base. Here we go. And they touch up the last one and fix it. Way to go. Thank you, Stop Alarm, for tonight's mascot race. Let's move to the bottom half of the third inning. Heading to the plate for the Mycenae Oaks. Second baseman, number 27, S.P. Chin.
S.P. Chin leads it off for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Called strike. S.P. Chin leading it off in the bottom half of the third inning. We are scoreless. Chen, the number 8 batter today. Enriquez back on the mound for his third inning of work. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 2. Enriquez 2-3 this season. A 4.94 ERA. This is the 22nd game of the second half. Rawhide are technically still in the playoff hunt. Only 2 games back. But they need to win the second half in the Southern Division to make it to the playoffs. The pitch. Cold strike 3 on the inside corner. That is 3 consecutive strikeout looking by Enriquez. Roberson Torres to end the second, and now S.P. Chen to start off the third. Here's Gene Walters batting from the left side. One away, nobody on. Third baseman has had nice 2 web gems earlier today. The pitch, cold strike outside corner. The first one was a diving play in the first inning to Rob Vogel of a base hit, and he's able to get the lead runner out at second. 0-1. Misses low. The second one was Hector Martinez's hard ground ball down the third base side. Walter is able to pick it. He's able to start a double play. The pitch swung on a slow ground ball, but it is foul on the first base side. Scoreless in the bottom half of the third. Both teams just have 1 hit today. The pitch swung on, a ground ball up the middle just like that. Hit number 2 for the Rawhide off the bat of Gene Walters. Bouncing ground ball up the middle. Rawhide have a runner on first with 1 down for the top of the order.
Heading to the plate for the Mycenae Oaks. Shortstop 1, Cornell.
The pitch, swung on and missed, strike 1. And I beg your pardon, I've been saying it's Enriquez on the mound. It is Orlando Ortiz. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two, 1-2 count. So again, beg your pardon, in relief for Enriquez this inning. Enriquez only went two innings. It is Orlando Ortiz. This call to the bullpen, as always, is brought to you by ResCom. Pitch misses low, ball two. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. Corniel stays alive. A 2-2 count, one away. Runner on first. Scoreless in the third. The pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Corniel goes down looking for the second out of the inning. Two down now, and Guzman bats from the right side.
Seven to the plate. Tonight's match player of the game, that's center fielder, Albert Guzman.
Walter's still the runner on first. Guzman swings and misses at the first pitch. He struck out looking in his first at-bat. Oh, one count, two down. Here's the pitch. Misses inside. 1-1 count. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. Infield, shading to the left. One ball, two strikes. Ortiz, glove at the belt, checks the runner. The pitch, runner's off. It's low on the dirt, gets by the catcher, Fernandez, and Walters safe at second with a stolen base. Runner in scoring position now. Two balls, two strikes, a runner on second again. Guzman batting 194. A home run, 13 runs batted in. Time was called by the catcher. Pitch is swung on, ground ball up the middle, the shortstop. Gauthier fields it, throw to first in time, and that will end the inning. Still scoreless going into the fourth inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Good track powered by Steel Power Equipment. To find your nearest steel dealer, search STNHL or visit steeldealers.com. Drafts Pro has your finest polos prepared by Cal Apparel, your local source for all of your embroidery, screen printing, and promotional product needs. Visit calapparel.net and give them a call at 559-733-7820. Tonight's Able More Race is brought to you by Able Inc. See the Able, not the label. For more, let's send it to Joe.
All right, we got Blake and Vincent here who are here with the Coyotes, and they're ready to go with the blow races. Are you guys ready? On your mark, get set, go! All right, they're off. Had a little trouble here. False start, keep going. There we go, he's making it work. He's making it work. They're blowing those balls back in here. Coming around, hit the final thing. They're coming back towards the ball end here.
fourth inning at the plate for the Twins, center fielder Jake Vogel.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide, Dylan Castaneda on the mound. Pitching changes brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. The first pitch to Vogel, called strike on the inside corner. This is Castaneda's third appearance as a member of the Rawhide, first time pitching at Valley Strong Ballpark. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-2 count. So Chad Patrick threw three scoreless innings, one hit, two walks. Struck out two. The pitch, missing high. Beg your pardon, struck out three. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball left field. Franco going back at the wall, reaches up, he can't get to it, it's off the wall. Gets it in, but Vogel standing on second base with a leadoff double. That's his second hit of the day for the Quakes. A high inside pitch that Vogel was able to get around on.
Defensive changes for the Rawhide. Now pitcher number 24, Dylan Castaneda. Now batting up a right fielder, Damon Keith.
Damon Keith batting from the right side, runner on second. Pitch misses high, ball one. Keith drew a walk against Chad Patrick in his first at bat. Castaneda, 21 years old. Just turned 21 on Saturday. The pitch misses outside, ball two. Right versus right matchup. He sets, peers in, checks the runner again, now kicks. Pitch misses outside. Dylan Castaneda, originally from Queens, New York. He was signed by the Diamondbacks in May of this year. The pitch misses low, an outside ball four. That's a four-pitch walk given up to Keith. Now runners on first and second. Nobody out, and Junior Garcia will come to the plate, but first, Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, is going to come have a conversation with Castaneda. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters.
Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team for community matters. Now batting left fielder number 35, Junior Garcia.
Here's Garcia batting from the right side. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Scoreless in the top half of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Misses high, ball one. Pitch is swung on and missed. Gets away from DeRozio, but able to pick it up in time to hold the runners. Beg your pardon, I thought he went around on it. 2-0 count. Runners on first and second still. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. Garcia popped out to second in his first at bat. Two, one, misses low and out, ball three. So Castaneda has a sinker, a four-seam fastball, slider, and a changeup. 3-1. Try to check his swing. Does go around on a pitch low in the dirt. Full count. Shadows slowly starting to take over Valley Strong Ballpark. A lot of sun on the right side of the infield and still in center field and left as well. Full count. The payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled off a broken bat. So Garcia will have to go get a new bat. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer or check RosaBrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. A 3-2 to Garcia. Swung on, foul tip to hit off of D'Orazio's glove. Couldn't hold on to it. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch. Missing low and outside. Ball four, Garcia able to draw the walk to make it bases full and nobody out.
Stepping to the plate, left fielder, Yeter Fernandez.
Fernandez batting from the right side. He struck out in his first at bat. The runner on third, Vogel, on second, Keith, and on first, Garcia. First pitch is swung on, fouled off. Scoreless in the top half of the fourth inning, a golden opportunity for the Quakes, to the first team to score here. Bases full, nobody out. The pitch, swung on, fouled off, 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, first base side, foul territory. Torres giving chase. He's running out of room, and it lands in the grandstand. Still an 0-2 count. Torres and the pitcher, Castaneda, both giving chase. So far this season, Castaneda's thrown in 5 innings out of 2 appearances. He has struck out 7 while walking 2. Opponents are batting .444 against him, but small sample size. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. Third base side. Hard hit ball, but it is foul. No balls, 2 strikes still. Here's the 0-2. Missing low in the dirt. D'Orazio able to knock it down. I think it actually hit the umpire's foot, which could have saved a run there. 1-2 count. Looking at the replay. Yeah, it hit off of Ryan Wilson's right foot, and that might have saved a run. The runner on third, Vogel, very fast, although the Rawhide have a very short backstop here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The 1-2. Missing high and inside, 2-2 count. Long at bat here by Fernandez, a lot of foul balls. The pitch. Missing inside. Ball three. Full count. Infield back at double play depth. First baseman Torres, just a step behind the infield grass. Everyone else double play depth. The pitch. Swung on. High fly ball left field. Franco going back at the wall. Looks up. A grand slam hit by Fernandez to give the Quakes a 4-0 lead in the top half of the fourth inning. Fernandez was down 0-2 in the count, able to work it back to a full count, and then hits a grand slam over the left field wall. A 4-0 ball game in the top half of the fourth. Just the third hit of the day for the Quakes. Fernandez gets his fifth home run of the season. That's his first grand slam of the season. The pitch swung on, fouled off. At the plate is Luis Rodriguez. So bases are clear now. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. 1-1 count. One, foul tipped, 1-2 count. Rodriguez batting .240 this season. The pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Rodriguez goes down swinging for the first out of the fourth inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Used Car Supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. And Rosio is going to have a conversation with Castaneda on the mound.
In Major League Baseball tonight on a Friday night, and they're in the middle of the ninth inning in Philadelphia. Chicago 15, the Philadelphia Phillies 1. That's the middle of the ninth. This one could break a record in Major League Baseball. Middle of the seventh inning, Toronto Blue Jays 27 and the Boston Red Sox 4. That could break a record. That could be the most runs in Major League Baseball history.
One down. Griffin Lockwood Powell, that's from the right side. Nobody on. Base is empty. He flew out to center field in his first at bat. Here's the pitch. Misses high and in, ball one. Movement in the Rawhide pen now. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off. 1-1 count. That was the 30th pitch of the inning and of the evening for Castaneda. The pitch misses low. 2-1 count. It is Alfred Murillo warming in the pen, a right-handed pitcher for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Missing low and outside, ball three. This might be the only inning of work for Castaneda. I think if he hits 35 pitches, he has to be taken out. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to the first baseman, Torres. Backhands it, flips to the pitcher. Castaneda tags first base for the second out. Two down.
Now bending second baseman, Kenneth Betancourt.
Nobody on in Betancourt will bat from the right side, but first here comes Jorge Cortez. And again, the reason for this is I'm pretty sure it's an organizational rule or guideline, if you will, that a pitcher can't throw more than 35 pitches in an inning. So that will be the day for Dylan Castaneda in his Valley Strong ballpark debut. Gave up a grand slam to Fernandez, but able to get the last two outs. So it will be Alfred Murillo in for the Rawhide. With two down and nobody on in a 4-0 ball game in the top half of the fourth. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Alfred Murillo on the mound. The Quakes lead 4-0 in the top half of the fourth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
For the Miami Oaks, now pitching number 40, Alfred Murillo.
Still the top half of the fourth inning. Murillo, the third pitcher of the evening, now on the mound. Batting from the right side is Kenneth Betancourt. First pitch misses low and out. Quakes lead 4-0 in the fourth. The pitch. Called strike. Murillo, the new pitcher, on the mound. Two down. Bases are empty. Murillo, right-handed pitcher, kicks. Breaking ball, hard one-hopper. Corniel, the shortstop, backhands the throw to first. Low in the dirt. First baseman Torres can't pick it, and he is safe at first base. A long throw from the shortstop. Long throw from the shortstop, Corniel. It one-hops Torres, who could not handle the throw. It's going to be ruled an error on the shortstop, Corniel. So the inning keeps going. Betancourt safe on a throwing error by the shortstop, Corniel. Two down. Hector Martinez bats from the right side. The pitch misses in ball one. 1-0 count, two away. Missing low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Martinez hit a ground ball to the third baseman, Walters. It started off a double play. The pitch swung on, chopper up the middle. Corniel is there, can't handle it, and everyone is safe. It was a high chopper. Looked like Corniel almost overran the ball. A high chopper, and it looked like he kind of had to come across his body to try to make the stop. He couldn't do so. And everyone is going to be safe. That one's ruled a hit. See the chopper up the middle. And right there, Corniel tries to leap up, just couldn't handle it. Two away, runners on first and second. And now the top of the order, Austin Gauthier at the plate. The pitch. Missing high and in, ball one. Gauthier, the ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning. Misses outside, ball two. Gauthier has walked and struck out today. Runner on second, Betancourt on first, Martinez. The pitch. Called strike. 2-1 count now. Murillo this season, 0-1 with a 7.50 ERA. This is his eighth appearance out of the bullpen. The pitch. Missing low, gets by DeRozio. He can't find it. Runners go. It's actually just Betancourt who advanced to third. I thought I saw Martinez start to take off, but he decided to come back to first base. So 3-1 count. Betancourt now at third. Martinez still at first base. Runners in the corners. Three-one count. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Now full count. So the runner Martinez will be off on the pitch. Runners in the corners. Payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. Infield shading slightly to the left, outfield to the right. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off again. Long at bat here by Gauthier. This will be the eighth pitch of the at bat. The pitch. Misses outside, ball four. Gauthier draws a walk to make it bases loaded for the second time this inning. Bases are full, two down now, and at the plate is Jake Vogel, who led off the inning with a double. So Vogel will be the 10th batter to come to the plate. Here's how the inning has gone. A double, a walk, grand slam, strikeout, ground out, a throwing error, a base hit, and another walk. That is how it's a 4-0 ball game in the top half of the fourth inning, two down. Bases are full.
Center fielder Jake Vogel.
Vogel. Stepping to the plate, he led off the inning with a double. Now in his second at-bat of the inning. Outfield playing back. Here's the pitch. Called strike outside corner. That was a breaking ball from Mario. The pitch. Swung on, lined on the right field line. Roberson giving chase. He's not going to get to it. It's a foul ball. Going down the right field line, that's where harder for me to see down there. I think it hit off of the fence in foul territory right near the CSDA pasture. And I do think that's exactly what happened, just looking at the replay there. So 0-2 count, two down, bases still full. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Vogel goes down swinging to end the inning. The Quakes strand, the base is full, but they capitalized the first time it was full earlier this inning. They now lead 4-0 going into the bottom half of the fourth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Takes to win in the dirt, and that's what it means to be. Never right. sure to check the back of your tickets for special offers like the one from Eagle Mountain Casino. Get $20 bonus cash when you join the Summit Club. Eagle Mountain Casino, 21 or older, please. Caring for Kids brings us tonight fun and lots of fun. Caring for Kids is a nonprofit foster family agency that serves the needs of children who have been removed from their homes due to abuse and neglect. They provide a safe, structured, and nurturing foster home for at-risk children from infant to 18-year-olds. If you have any questions or would like to become a foster parent, their well-trained and dedicated staff can help you. That number is 559-583-9500, or you can visit their website at caringforkidsffa.org. That's caringforkidsffa.org. Santa Oaks, Slug Felder, Junior Bronco.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Franco leading it off. Takes a cold strike on the outside corner. Back on the mound is Orlando Ortiz. Second inning of work, here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, first base side. First baseman Lockwood Powell fields it. Underhand flips to the pitcher, who's there just in time to get Franco one down.
Batting for the Miami City Oaks, designated hitter Gary Mattis. Tonight's in and out double batter.
Here's Mattis batting from the right side. One down, nobody on. 4-0 ball game in the bottom half of the fourth. The Quakes lead. Ortiz kicks. Mattis squares to bunt, gets it down, but it is foul. Mattis, the designated hitter today. Here's the pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball to the second baseman. Betancourt fields it, a throw to first, just in time to get Mattis by about a step. Two down.
Now batting the catcher, JJ D'Ambrosio.
D'Ambrosio batting from the right side. He had the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Rawhide have two hits today, have committed an error, no runs. The Quakes, four runs, four hits, no errors. The pitch. Tries to check his swing, does go around on an outside breaking ball. No balls and two strikes for D'Ambrosio. Ortiz kicks, swung on, fly ball, shallow center field, Vogel coming in and makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Ortiz. Quakes still lead 4-0 as we head into the fifth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Firestone Walker 805 are on sale right now for only $8. Get the concession to get your $8 24-ounce 805 tall cans now until the end of the fifth inning. All courtesy of Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Strong ballpark is a Rawhide beer bath. The beer bath is $25 and comes with your first bill. After that, all beers are $10. Premium and domestic. Get $10 refills on your 24-ounce Rawhide beer bath at every game. Your friends at Budweiser would like to remind you, if you're 21 or older, if you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Responsibility added to the rewards. Pledge to be a responsible fan and decide to ride. It's Corona Hard Seltzer theme night at Valley Straw Ballpark, thanks to Corona Hard Seltzer. It's time for the Corona Hard Seltzer Tropical Shirts and Shades Band Camp. Corona Hard Seltzer, enjoy La Vida Mas Fina. Need to check the video board here. You may be live on the video board. All you gotta do is wave. Hi. You're on the video board. Top of the color 805, Ben Felling. Now Felling for the Quakes. Right fielder, David Keith.
Top half of the fifth inning. The Quakes still lead 4-0. First pitch from Murillo misses high and in. Damon Keith batting from the right side. He has walked twice today. 1-0 count. Pitch misses low, ball two. The 2-0 misses high, ball three. Keith has walked on four pitches twice, and he now finds himself down 3-0. Rather ahead in the count, 3-0, I should say. Three balls, no strikes. Murillo kicks. Inside, ball four, the third four-pitch walk given up to Keith. Leadoff man is on, runner on first, nobody out for Junior Garcia. Quakes lead by four in the top half of the fifth inning.
Junior Garcia.
Murillo, the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide, came in to get the final out in the fourth. Did give up a hit and a walk, but finally able to strike out Vogel to end the inning. The pitch is swung on, lined into center field. It'll land in front of Guzman for a base hit. Keith will stay at second base. Runners on first and second now. And here's Yanir Fernandez, who is responsible for the four runs on the board for the Quakes. He had the grand slam back in the fourth inning. An opportunity to get another RBI here. Runner on second, Keith on first, Garcia. Fernandez, before his home run, did strike out. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. So Murillo in his eighth appearance out of the pen for the Rawhide. He's thrown 12 innings of work. Striking out 15, walking 9. Opponents are batting 288 against him. The pitch is swung on, deep fly ball to left field. Two home runs in the game for Fernandez. A 7-0 ball game. He is responsible for all 7 runs on the board. Sixth hit of the day for the Quakes. 7-0 ball game, top half of the fifth.
Now batting is designated hitter Luis Rodriguez.
Both of his home runs have come with nobody out, too. So bases empty, nobody out, and Rodriguez at the plate batting from the right side. A pitch is swung on and missed. Rodriguez has struck out twice today. Here's the pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball, right field. Roberson going back, it's off the wall. Getting in quickly, it'll hold Rodriguez to a double. That's his first hit of the day. Seventh hit of the day for the Quakes now. And there is movement in the pen. I think it's Luis Tejada.
Now
the first baseman, Griffin Lockwood Powell, bats from the right side. Runner in scoring position and nobody out. And it is Tejada warming in the pen, number 17. Lights are on at Valley Strong Ballpark. Still a little bit of sunshine in left center field. The pitch, called strike at the letters, 0-1 count. Murillo, glove at the chest, delivers. Low in the dirt, nice pick by D'Orazio. Lockwood Powell today has flown out to center, and he has grounded out to first. Murillo checks the runner. 1-1. Missing high and in. Murillo, 6'3", 190 pounds. Originally from the Dominican Republic. The pitch. Swung on, lined into right field, a base hit. Rodriguez is going to stay at third. The throw from Roberson, really good, cut off by the first baseman, Torres. Runners in the corners. Nobody out. Here comes Kenneth Betancourt to the plate.
Kenneth Betancourt.
Now Rodriguez was not even thinking about attempting to go home on that hit because he waited as it was a line drive to make sure it did land. But Roberson showing off his arm there. Nice throw. Definitely would have gotten him out if he did decide to go. Here's the pitch. Swung on. A flare into shallow left center field. Franco coming over, makes the catch. Rodriguez is going to tag from third. He will score. Lockwood Powell stays at first base, and it's 8-0. Quakes the lead. One down.
Third base one. Hector Martinez.
Hector Martinez comes to the plate. One away and a runner on first. 8-0 ball game. Quakes lead in the top half of the fifth inning. They have scored 4 runs in this inning and 4 runs in the last inning. Pitch is a called strike. Martinez has grounded into a double play, and he's singled up the middle. The pitch, missing in. One count. The pitch. Swung on. High fly ball into left field. Franco at the wall. Looks up. Jumps. Sits off the wall. Guzman getting it in. That will hold Lockwood Powell at third. But it is a wall ball double for Martinez. Almost another home run. Hit just below the video board off the Bud Light sign in left center field. A little bit more breeze here in Visalia. That might have been a home run, but it'll be a double, his second hit of the day. Lockwood Powell standing on third, on second Martinez. In the top of the order, Austin Gauthier at the plate. Pitch misses outside, ball one. Gauthier today has walked and struck out. Actually walked twice. 1-0 count. Infield back. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. Here's the pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into right field, a base hit. That'll score Lockwood Powell. Martinez is going to be held at third. Nice throw again from Roberson to hold him at third base. But it is a 9-0 ball game in the fifth. Lockwood Powell scores easily. Martinez held at third again. Roberson showing off his arm in right field, saving 2 runs so far. Yeah, Here comes Jorge Cortez. Looks like this will be the day for Murillo. And it'll be Luis Tejada on the mound. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Luis Tejada will be on the mound for the Rawhide. He's going to inherit runners in the corners. One down in a 9-0 ball game in the top half of the fifth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
On the mound for the Vice City Oaks, number 17, Luis Tejada. Center fielder Jake Vogel.
Still the top half of the fifth inning. The Quakes lead 9-0. One down, runners in the corners. And ahead of the new pitcher on the mound, the pitch. Missing inside, ball one. At the plate is Jake Vogel. 1-0 count, one down. Pitch is swung on and fouled off. Vogel, the ninth batter to come to the plate. This is the second inning in a row that the Quakes have sent at least 9 batters to the plate. In the last inning, they sent 10. And it looks like Tejada have to kind of take something off. Oh, I think his belt broke. That happened a lot last year. Our belts broke a lot. I think this is the first one I've seen this year. 1-1 count, one down. The runner on third is Hector Martinez. On first, Austin Gauthier. One away, 9-0 ball game in the top half of the fifth. One ball, one strike is... a wait for the belt to get fixed. Vogel this season batting .251 with a home run and 28 runs batted in. Today he has hit a ground ball to third, doubled into left, and he has struck out. 1-1. Misses outside ball two. Murillo is still responsible for the two runners on the bases. Tejada 1-1 with a 6.11 ERA. The pitch, missing high. 3 balls, 1 strike. .31 Swung on chopper to the third baseman, Walters. Fields it, throw to second in time, on to first, not in time, and gets by the first baseman, Torres. So a run does score. Martinez scores from third. It's now a 10-0 ball game in the fifth. Gauthier's out at second. And Vogel reaches on a fielder's choice. Here's Damon Keith again. This is the second inning now that 10 batters have come to the plate for the Quakes. And Keith has walked 3 times on 4 pitches. He has yet to see a strike thrown. The pitch. Called strike, and there it is. 0-1 count, 2 down. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike 2. 10 hits, 10 runs for the Quakes. The Rawhide, 2 hits, no runs. Top half of the 5th inning. We're now an hour and a half into this game. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball threw into right field. Vogel will stop at 2nd. Keith standing on 1st base for the 4th time today, this time with a single. Now the 11th batter of the inning will come to the plate. It's Junior Garcia. Garcia today has popped out to 2nd, walked and singled. He's batting .263 this season. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed as a pitch low in the dirt. 0-1. So this is a 3-game series against the Quakes. Reason it's only a 3-game series is because we had the All-Star break the last 3 days. 0-1. Missing in. And at the beginning of the year, the Rawhide opened against the Quakes for only a 3-game series. They had opening night on a Friday. So kind of completing the rest of the 3-game series, the pitch is swung on and missed strike 2, because every single series this season is a 6-gamer, except for opening night, opening weekend, and this weekend here after the All-Star break. So whatever team a player faced, or a team faced, opening weekend is who they're facing again for this All-Star break. The pitch is swung on, lined into left field. Franco tries to cut it off. It goes all the way to the wall. That's going to score 2 runs. Vogel scored easily from 2nd, and Keith showing off some speed. Scored from 1st to base. That is a bases-clearing double for Garcia. 12-0 ball game. 8 runs have crossed the plate in this inning. Yanner Fernandez will come to the plate. He has 2 home runs today. He's responsible for over half of the runs on the board. Pitch misses, ball 1. Tejada in his 10th appearance out of the bullpen this season. He has thrown 18 innings of work. The pitch is swung on, fouled off into the netting. He has struck out 13 batters in those 18 innings and walked 6. Opponents are batting .351 against him this season. 1 ball, 1 strike. The pitch. Misses outside. Runners are going to advance. Rather, just 1 runner. Garcia advances to 3rd on the Wild's pitch. Two balls, 1 strike. 13th run for the Quakes, standing just 90 feet away. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded foul. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Hernandez stays alive. Not only 8 runs have come this inning for the Quakes, they'll have 8 hits. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. The ball gets by DeRozio. He has to pick it up. The throw to first is in time. And that will finally end the inning. 12 batters come to the plate for the Quakes. They score 8 runs, and they now lead 12-0 going into the bottom half of the 5th inning. We're halfway through this one, and you're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
For info or to book your tee time, please contact Bell Shop at 559-651-1441. All right, time to open up your lucky number scorecards. Here comes our first winners of the evening. Speaking of Valley Oaks Golf Course, the prize of them, 100-33. Whippy's Hamburgers, 180-10080. Central Valley Dental Implant, 10094. Snowshack, 10401. Howard Roll Ice Cream, 10020. AW Restaurants, 10004. Taylor's Hot Dogs, 10036. Don Taco, 10245. Celery Meat Locker, 10394. And Chevron, 10332. Congratulations. If you are a winner, head on over to the general store and don't forget to take your winning scorecard with you. Congratulations.
Bottom half of the 5th inning. The Quakes lead 12-0. Jason Roberson leads it off. Here's the pitch. Misses high. Ball one. Jason Roberson leading off for the Rawhide. 1-0 count. 12-0 ball game. The Quakes lead. It is Ortiz still on the mound. The pitch misses out. 2-0 count. Rawhide only have 2 hits today. One came off the bat of J.J. DeRozio, the other one, Walters. Roberson struck out looking at his first at-bat. Pitch misses outside, ball 3. Here's the pitch, called strike, 3-1. No more sunlight on the playing surface. Lights taking full effect. Right-handed pitcher delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike 2. Ortiz in his 3rd inning of work. He's now just 30 pitches. Here's the 31st of the evening. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. Full count. Infield shading to the right, the pitch. Swung on, lined into right field, a leadoff base hit for the Rawhide. Roberson picks up his first hit of the day, and that's the 3rd hit of the day for the Rawhide. Daniel Torres will bat from the right side. Nobody out and a runner on first. He struck out looking at his first at bat. This is his first game as a member of the Rawhide. We had a lot of roster moves really today, actually. The pitch is swung on and missed strike one, so we'll list them off for you. Jordan Lawler, who was with the Rawhide only for 1 week, along with Jameson Hill, both with the Rawhide for just a week. They went back to Hillsboro. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Wildered Patino, Davis and De Los Santos, and Junior Mieses were all promoted to High A Hillsboro. Zach Barnes and Fox. Here's the 0-2. Misses low in the dirt ball one. Nice stop by the catcher, Fernandez, to hold Roberson at first base. Again, Zach Barnes and Fox Simones transferred from Hillsboro to Visalia. Gary Mattis and Daniel Torres were transferred from the Arizona Complex League to Visalia. And Chad Patrick and Josh Swales were reinstated from the Visalia injured list. The pitch is swung on and missed strike two. Torres goes down swinging. Beg your pardon, strike three. Goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. So again, Swales and Patrick reinstated from the injured list, and David Sanchez was released by the Diamondbacks. That was 11 roster moves last day. One down for SP Chen. He fouls off the first pitch. Other roster moves that have happened since the Rawhide have last been here in Visalia. Daniel Sanabria was transferred to the Arizona Complex League. Jason Roberson reinstated from the injured list. He's now the runner on first. The pitch to Chen swung on, fouled off. And Dylan Castaneda, who threw, he was the second pitcher of the day. He was transferred from the Arizona Complex League last week. That time of the year where we have a lot of movement, now that the draft is over, we'll probably have some movement again. The 0-2 swung on, fouled off left field side. Now, in minor league baseball, there's always a lot of roster moves. The year that the Rawhide won the championship in 2019, I think we had over 80 different players come through the Rawhide. Time is called. Looks like a ball from the past year got onto the field. So again, we normally have quite a few roster moves. Last year, we had something like 15 moves in one day because we had so many new players come to the Rawhide. That was in August. I remember the day very well because it was chaotic. August 2nd. We had a lot of new players who came in from the draft that joined the Rawhide. Pitch misses. Count is 1-2. I think it was something like we had 9 or 10 new players get added to the roster. I'm expecting something like that again. Now the draft is over. The 1-2 fouled off. SP Chen struck out looking in his first at-bat. Just to show you how lopsided this is, not only is it a 12-0 ball game, Rawhide only threw their second time in the order. Meanwhile, the Quakes are halfway through their fourth time through it. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. Chen strikes out, swinging for the second out. Two down. Walters takes a cold strike on the outside corner. Does have a base hit today. Ortiz kicks. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. Ortiz 1-2 this season with a 10.58 ERA. This is his 12th appearance. And his 9th time pitching out of the pen. He has started 3 games for the Quakes. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike 3. Walters goes down swinging to end the inning. The Rawhide had the leadoff man on but could not move him over. Ortiz strikes out the side. Going into the sixth, the Quakes lead 12-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Oh, fans, check your game tickets available for 10% off weekly specials, including Family Night on Thursday at the Mill Pizzeria and Tap Room located in downtown Bunny Stadium. The Mill and Cross Street Trust. Final one is the official beer of the Oaks. And what a beverage would like us to take a moment to say, here's to the Euros. And for that, let's send it to Joe.
Thank you very much, Brian. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Front of the saloon. And we have some bounty hunters in the house. And not those weak Star Wars kind. We actually got some killing machines, some heroes here in the house. The BF bounty hunters here. We want to take a second and ask all of you who are currently active, reserve, retired, military, to please rise so that we can tip our caps with a here's to the heroes.
Service to this country, and thank you all for what you do. Here's to the heroes, everybody. John Pratt for the Cincinnati. Lorenzo Cucamonga, now Bentley designated hitter, Luis Rodriguez.
Top half of the sixth inning. Quakes lead 12-0. Luis Rodriguez leading it off. Takes ball one low and out. Luis Tejada back on the mound for the Rawhide. He is the fourth pitcher of the evening. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, first base side, foul territory. Torres giving chase, running out of room. And he does not make the catch. I think it hit off of the screen on the first base side, so it's a foul ball. The Quakes, 12 hits, 12 runs to show for it. Rawhide, 3 hits, no runs. Rodriguez today has struck out twice, and he has doubled. One count. Tejada kicks, misses low on the dirt, ball two. Two-one, swung on and missed, strike two. Time is called by Rodriguez. He's the designated hitter today. Almost everyone in the lineup has a hit for the Quakes. The only one who doesn't. Actually, looking at it again, I think everyone does. The pitch misses. Let's go through the scorebook, the lineup. Gauthier has a single. Vogel is doubled. Keith is singled. Garcia has doubled and singled. Fernandez has the 2 home runs. Rodriguez is at the plate, is doubled. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. He goes down swinging for the first out of the sixth. One away. Nobody on for Griffin Lockwood Powell, who's also singled. Betancourt is singled, and so has Martinez. So, yeah, I beg your pardon. Every single person in the Quakes lineup has at least a base hit, at least one. One away. Pitch is a called strike, 0-1 count. The pitch. Misses low and in. Lockwood Powell has flown out to center. Grounds it out to first, and he is singled. 8 runs cross the plate in the last inning for the Quakes. The pitch is a called strike. We were scoreless through 3 frames, but the Quakes scored 4 runs in the 4th inning. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts for Tejeda. Another one brought to you by Visalia Kia. So they scored 4 runs thanks to a grand slam hit by Fernandez. They had the bases loaded again in that same inning, but Rawhide were able to get out of it. Looked like they kept the score close enough to be able to battle back, but then 8 runs crossed the plate in the 5th for the Quakes. It's a 12-0 ball game. Pitch to Betancourt, misses outside, ball 1. Called strike, 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the second baseman. Chen is there. A throw to first in plenty of time, and it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for the Rawhide. 12-0 ball game going into the bottom half of the 6th. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Home of my network TV in Central Valley, the local channel with news, live sports, and other entertaining shows. And it's now the official television home of the Visalia Rawhide. Watch Rawhide from the comfort of your own home every Friday through Sunday. Home games. By the way, every Friday's Knockerball Friday. Thanks to your Equity Group, a professional real estate company. For our next Knockerball showdown, let's do it at left field. Let's send to Joe.
All right, we got our first Knockerball showdown of a Knockerball Friday. We have the bounty hunters in the house. All right, Andy, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on. Okay. All right, that's one for Andy. One for the black ball. All right, red ball, are you ready? Derek, are you ready? Okay, you ready for another? All right, round 2. Andy, are you ready? Derek, are you ready? Let's get it on. Okay, that was anticlimactic. All right, let's try to get one more. Take a step back. One more. Here we go. Final round. This is the winner-take-all round. Derek, are you ready? Andy, are you ready? Let's get it on. That's it. After 2 rounds, our winner is Andy.
Bottom of the 6th inning, the batter, shortstop, Juan Cornillo.
Bottom half of the 6th inning, a 12-0 ball game with the Quakes leading. First pitch to Juan Cornillo, called strike. Cornillo today has flown out to left. Andy has struck out today. Still Ortiz on the mound to the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the second baseman, Betancourt. Ranges the throw to first in time, one away. Alvin Guzman batting from the right side, one away. He's grounded out to short and struck out today. One down. The pitch. Swung on and missed. So Ortiz pitching really well here so far. His ERA is 10.58, but again, throwing really well so far. 25 innings of work this season. He has struck out 38 while walking 20. Opponents are batting 287 against him. But he's held the Rawhides just 2 hits, no runs, and he hasn't walked anyone. 1-1 count. Pitch is swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Gauthier gobbles it up, the throw to first. Two down. Here's Junior Franco coming to the plate.
Head to the plate for the left fielder, Junior Franco.
Two down, nobody on. Franco has flown out and grounded out today. The pitch. Called strike at the knees. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. Pitch is swung on, ground ball to the second baseman. Betancourt is there. And it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Ortiz. Heading into the seventh, the Quakes still lead 12-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Top half of the seventh inning. The Quakes lead 12-0. Time is called by the catcher D'Orazio. At the plate is the third baseman Hector Martinez. Tejada back on the mound. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Martinez today is 2-for-3. He's grounded into a double play, an infield single, and he has doubled into left. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. So the only two innings where the Quakes have scored runs, it was the fourth and the fifth. Both of them, they batted around. In the fourth, they scored four runs and sent 10 batters to the plate. In the fifth, they scored 8 runs and sent 12 batters to the plate. Pitch is fouled off, 0-2 count. The other innings, three of them have been 3-up, 3-down. In the first, 4 batters came to the plate. So it's really just the fourth and the fifth where the Quakes opened it up here. The pitch misses high, ball 1. Tejeda, originally from the Dominican Republic, signed as international free agent in 2019. The pitch. Swung on, hard ground ball. Third baseman Walters is there. He sets his feet. The throw a little bit high, but in plenty of time to retire Martinez. 1 down. So with Davis and De Los Santos, being promoted to High A Hillsboro. That does kind of leave a hole at third base. Not saying that Walters can't fill that, but De Los Santos was starting at third base at least four times out of a six-game series, and Walters, really athletic 20-year-old. Again, we've seen him in every single position on the field except for center field and the catcher. Pitch misses in, ball one. At the plate is the leadoff man, Austin Gauthier. One oh count. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball two. So the three promotions that, again, there were a lot of movement, and Jordan Lawler and Jameson Hill were promoted, but we knew they were only going to be with the Rawhide for a week because they weren't able to travel to Canada with Hillsboro. The pitch misses in, ball three. But the three promotions that were new and newly permanent, Miesis, Patino, and De Los Santos, they leave three holes for the Rawhide. De Los Santos at third, the pitch, called strike. Patino in center field, but Guzman will be able to fill that easily. He'd already been in center field a few times when Patino was moved to right or when Patino had the day off. And then Miesis seemed to be the closer for the Rawhide. The pitch, a called strike. Ended the season with eight saves. And really ever since he had to take a break to go to the Dominican Republic for a family funeral, he's been on fire since then. 3-2, one down. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball four. Gauthier draws a walk. 1-0 walk, and Vogel comes to the plate. The Quakes lead 12-0 in the top half of the seventh inning. And here is Jorge Cortez. This will be the day for Tejeda, as he was just over 40 pitches. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Alex Valdez on the mound for the Rawhide. He inherits a runner on first with one out in the top half of the seventh inning with the Rawhide trailing by 12. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Alex Valdez on the mound for the Rawhide. Top half of the seventh inning. First pitch to Vogel is a called strike. Runner on first is Austin Gauthier, who walked. One down. 12-0 ball game. The Quakes lead. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner. An 0-2 count. G- game one of a three-game series. First pitch will be tomorrow at 6:30, and Sunday's game is a 6 o'clock start. The pitch is swung on, slow ground ball. Walters fields it, throws to second, on to first, no throw to first. But Walters is able to get the lead runner out at second base for the second out of the inning. And Gauthier is hobbling off the field just a little bit. I think it's his right leg. Not sure if he hit something when he slid or if he tightened up. It was 102 at first pitch, so surprised that might be the first cramp that we've seen of the day. And so only the seventh, already the seventh inning, I should say. The pitch is swung on, fouled off by Keith. Two down, runner on first. Again, 102 here in Visalia. It gets very hot here, and really gets hot all over the California League, but there is just something about the Central Valley Heat where it is just different. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Just feels like the sun beats a little bit warmer here for some reason. Same thing in Modesto. Modesto's also in the Central Valley. Of course, Rancho, Inland Empire, and Lake Elsinore, also Stockton, can get pretty hot. 0-2. Of course, Fresno. Forgot about Fresno. Just 45 minutes north. 1-2 count. Two down. The pitch. Missing high and outside. Ball two. Vogel, the runner on first. Two down. 12-0 ball game in the seventh. Valdez, the fifth pitcher of the evening. The pitch is swung on, grounded foul towards the third base dugout. Keith today has reached base four times, three walks and a hit. 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three for the first time today. Keith is retired. But the Quakes still lead at 12-0. It's stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Possession snacks around the ballpark will be serving hot food until the end of the inning. Drinks and snack service will end at the end of the game. And as a reminder, smoking out permitted or allowed anywhere in the ballpark. It's now time to get up, stretch those legs, and present it to Joe and Chipper for the seventh inning stretch.
That's right, and before we do, we want to give a special happy 40th birthday to Dan Magan. He's sitting in 207 row E. Happy birthday, Dan. All right, everybody, it's time to get up out your seats. Let's stretch those legs, and let's join the Bounty Hunters here in singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Bottom half of the seventh inning. Gary Mattis leads it off for the Rawhide. The first pitch to him swung on, a flare into shallow center field. Doesn't look like anyone's going to get to it, and it lands for a base hit. Mattis, his first hit as a member of the Rawhide. He has reached base twice today, and he's the only Rawhide batter to do so far.
Super.
The catcher, JJ D'Ambrosio.
Runner on first is Mattis at the plate. D'Ambrosio. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. D'Ambrosio has doubled and flown out today on Valdez. The new pitcher on the mound. Valdez, the new pitcher in relief for Ortiz. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. The pitch swung on, grounded, fouled on the third base side. Valdez, the third pitcher of the evening for the Quakes. Enriquez, the starter, threw two innings. Ortiz threw four. And now Valdez on the mound. The pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball. Third baseman Martinez throws to second. It's not caught by the second baseman. And Mattis is going to go to third. D'Ambrosio obviously safe at first base. And maybe the Rawhide does not have something brewing here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. It is an error, a throwing error. They're going to give it to the third baseman, Martinez.
Now rounding for the Elks, right fielder, Jason Roberson.
So that's the first error of the day for the Quakes. Making it runners in the corners now. Nobody out in a 12-0 ball game, bottom half of the seventh inning. Valdez sets. The pitch. Missing outside, ball one. Clearly, the Quakes need more training. For real job training, come to Able Inc., where we'll empower you by offering independence and employment. Runners in the corners. Pitch to Roberson. Missing low and inside, ball two. By the way, I mentioned after Mattis singled that he was the first Rawhide and the only Rawhide player to reach base twice today. D'Ambrosio is now the second one, although he reaches on the fielder's choice. The pitch. Missing, low and inside. Roberson had to hop out of the way of that one. Count. Quick meeting on the mound between Valdez and Fernandez, the catcher. We can give you the final pitching line for Ortiz. Through four scoreless innings, two hits, no walks, and struck out five. So far, he's the pitcher of the day for the Quakes. Runner on third. First time today, the Rawhide have had a runner on third base. It's Gary Mattis, and on first, J.J. D'Ambrosio. 3-0. Called strike, low inside corner. Hitter's count for Roberson Stowe. Three balls, one strike. Valdez kicks. Missing low and inside, ball four. Just the second walk given up by the Quakes pitching staff, and it's bases loaded, nobody out for every walk this year. Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Bases are loaded, nobody out, and Torres at the plate. On third, Gary Mattis. Second, J.J. D'Orazio. And on first, Jason Roberson. First pitch to Torres is swung on and missed. Looked like a breaking ball. Torres has struck out twice today, looking for his first hit as a member of the Rawhide. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. O-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Torres has struck out three times now today. One away, bases are still full. And here's S.P. Chen batting from the left.
Second base one. S.P. Chen.
One down. Here's the pitch. Missing low and outside. Bases are still full. Opportunity for the Rawhide to end the shutout. Rawhide have only been shut out twice this season. 1-0 is swung on and missed, strike one. Chen today has struck out twice. The pitch. Called strike. 1-2 count. And Chen calls for time. Valdez this season for the Quakes, 2-1 with a 3.73 ERA. This is his 25th appearance out of the bullpen. He's thrown 31 innings of work. He has struck out 43 batters while walking 24. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Chen goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Valdez, and it's now bases full, two down. Bases are still loaded. A huge opportunity here to chip away at the 12-run lead, or at least make sure they're not shut out today. The pitch. Swung on, popped up. It'll stay in the playing surface. The pitcher, Valdez, underneath it, makes the catch, and he will end the inning himself. The Rawhide strands the bases loaded. And we are heading into the eighth inning. The Quakes lead 12-0. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sunset Press Box.
Orange Works Cafe, that lucky number is 10191. Carnation Bulls, 10172. Trimark Small Check, 10340. Amish Republic, 10278. Santino's Barbershop, 10255. Maximo's Nacaria, 10349. Exeter Gunslingers, 10317. DBK Tacos, 10284. And Lazaro's Japanese Restaurant. That lucky number is 10263. And these winning numbers on your scorecard, all you got to do is head over to the general store to claim your prize. Darling, take your lucky number scorecard with you. Congratulations. Santos. of the eighth inning for the Quakes, the batter, left fielder, Junior Garcia.
Top half of the eighth inning. Alex Valdez back on the mound. Here's the pitch. Misses low. Count is 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Corneal backs up on it. The throw to first base. Picked out by Torres, but Garcia beats out the ground ball. He's called safe at first base.
Now batting is the catcher, Yainer Fernandez.
Yainer Fernandez now batting from the right side. That will be an infield single for Garcia. The pitch misses outside, ball one. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to the third baseman. Walters throws to second, on to first in time. Another 5-4-3 double play. Make it bases empty. Now two down, nobody on, and the designated hitter, Luis Rodriguez, will come to the plate. By the way, we have a defensive change for the Rawhide. Now catching is Oscar Santos. Here's the pitch. Misses low, ball one. Rodriguez today has struck out three times and he has doubled. 12-0 ball game, top half of the eighth inning. The Quakes lead. Pitch is a called strike. 1-1 count. He's getting Oscar Santos in for J.J. DeRozio. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. DeRozio more than likely just taken out of the game with how long it's been, how hot it is. Not easy being a catcher in this heat. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Rodriguez goes down swinging for the fourth time today to end the eighth inning. Heading into the bottom half of the eighth, the Rawhide trail by 12. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
You can buy tickets to games online at rawhidebaseball.com or by visiting the ticket office sponsored by Kawea Health, a proud sponsor of the Mighty City of Rawhide. Kawea Health, more than medicine, live. Right now, it's time for the Kawea Health Lucky Roll. For that, let's send it to Joe, who is in the Kawea Health grandstands for tonight's Mighty City Kia car race.
Thanks a lot, Brian. You know, this game hasn't been cool, but what is cool is meeting very cool and unique people here, like Dan, who's celebrating a 40th birthday. I understand he played baseball as well, so again, welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark. You guys are going to have the green car, you guys are going to have the white car, and you guys are going to have the black car. It is time for the Kia Car Race, brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter where 500 pounds is all that you need. All right, they're looking at Santa Fe. They're making their way to the ballpark. They're passing the mill. Shout out to the mill. Looking forward to some pizza next week. All right, they're passing the depot. It's getting a little closer, fans. Who's it going to be? It's going to pass the transit center. Now they're going past the Garden Hotel. Who's it going to be? They're going to pass Taylor Tower. Taylor Tower, guys. Get a couple hot dogs and they're coming to the ballpark. Who's it going to be? It is the green car! Happy birthday to you, sir, and congratulations. You have won a ticket thanks to Kawea Health. More than medicine, life!
Bottom of the eighth inning, the batter, shortstop one, Cordial.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, Juan Cornell at the plate. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Valdez back on the mound for his second inning of work for Rancho. 12-0, the Quakes lead. Infield shading to the right against Cornell, the pitch. Missing high, ball one. almost 9 o'clock local time. Been playing for about 2.5 hours now. 1-1. Missing high and outside ball, too. Corneal today has flown out, struck out, and grounded out. The 2-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Slight shift in the outfield to the right side as well. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Corneal, that's 252 on the season. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Corneal goes down swinging for the second time today, and that's the first out of the eighth. Brings up Alvin Guzman. Just handed tonight's announced attendance. It's 1,379. Pitch to Guzman. Misses high, ball one. Checked his swing, but definitely didn't go. One oh count, one down. The pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball to the third baseman. Martinez fields it, bobbles it. The throw to first is not in time. Guzman is safe. With someone like Guzman running, with how fast he is, you can't bobble the ball or pump too many times. A breaking ball that Guzman made contact with.
Left fielder, Junior Franco.
Bobbled it just briefly, but fell all the way to the ground when he dropped the ball. Pitch misses outside, ball one. That is now the second error of the day for the Quakes. 1-0 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Swung on, slow ground, ball up the middle. The shortstop is there. Tag second. The throw to first. In time to get him. It's an inning-ending double play. Soft ground ball to the shortstop. Gauthier, tag second. Throw to first in time to get Franco to end the inning. 12-0 ball game still. Valdez will be back on the mound for the Rawhide. Going into the ninth, you're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
For a 2007 Bison Yokes Big Spot signed by the team in 2007. Here's that winning raffle number 705340. Again, that winning raffle ticket number is 705340. Take it over to the general store to claim your prize. 705340.
Top half of the ninth inning. It's a 12-0 ball game. The first pitch is fouled off at the plate as Griffin Lockwood Powell. A 12-0 ball game, top half of the ninth. Alex Valdez back on the mound for the Rawhide. The pitch misses low and in, ball one. 13 hits today for the Quakes, 12 runs to show for it. Here's the pitch. Called strike, count is 1-2. Lockwood Powell, 1-for-4. He has flown out, grounded out, struck out, and singled. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike 3. He goes down swinging for the first out of the ninth.
Second base one, Kenneth Betancourt.
Kenneth Betancourt batting from the right side. Again, the Quakes, the only innings that they've scored were just monster innings. The fourth, they scored 4 and then 8 in the fifth inning. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. More than half of the runs scored were because of home runs hit by Fernandez. He had a grand slam in the fourth and then a 3-run blast in the fifth. The pitch is swung on and missed. Now, the career high run batted in for in a game for the Quakes, not career high, franchise record, I should say. Here's the pitch, swung on, ground ball, foul. So the franchise record is 8 runs batted in a game. Fernandez is just 1 RBI from tying that, but unless the Quakes can send a few guys to the plate in this inning, it looks like he won't have an opportunity to try to tie or break that record. In order for him to come to the plate, the Quakes need to send 8 batters to the plate. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts for Valdez now.
Martinez.
2 down. And Martinez will bat from the right side. That is the 12th strikeout of the day for the Rawhide pitching staff. The pitch. Misses low ball 1. All 12 of those strikeouts are brought to you by Visalia Kia. The used car supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000. The pitch. Misses low and in. Ball 2. Ken Oscar Santos is behind the plate for the Rawhide. Came in defensively last inning for J.J. DeRozio. The pitch is swung on, foul tipped. A 2-1 count. Martinez today is 2-for-4. A single, a double, and 2 ground balls to the third baseman. 12-0 ball game. 2-1. Misses low. 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 2. Full count. Payoff pitch. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. Valdez strikes out the side to end the inning. Last chance for the Rawhide. They trail by 12 going into the bottom half of the ninth inning. And you're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Horatio Cucamonga now pitching. Number 44, Ronaldo de Bala. To the bottom half of the ninth inning for the Miami Oaks now batting. Designated hitter, Gary Mattis.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, last chance for the Rawhide. They trail 12-0. First pitch to Mattis is fouled off into the netting down the first base side. Mattis today has walked and singled and grounded out. We have a new pitcher on the mound in relief for Valdez. For the Quakes, that's Ronaldo de Paula. Call to the bullpen, as always, is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. ResCom has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. 1-1 count to Mattis, misses outside ball two. DePaula, the fourth pitcher of the evening for the Quakes. They lead 12-0. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. Count is even 2-2. On deck, Oscar Santos. It'll be his first at-bat of the series. Swung on and missed, strike three. Mattis goes down swinging for the first out of the ninth. Here's Oscar Santos batting from the right side. One down, nobody on. And also on deck is Davey Estrada. Estrada will pinch it for Roberson after Santos. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. Oh, one swung on and missed, strike two. Santos this season batting 179, four home runs, and 14 runs batted in. Pitch misses outside ball one. Rawhide have been shut out so far. Four hits today. One of them off the bat of D'Orazio. Another off the bat of Mattis. One by Walters and one by Roberson. The pitch misses high and in ball two. Rawhide have only been shut out twice this season. It's the 86th game of the season. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch misses high and in as Santos leans out of the way of that one. The Rawhide are 10-11 in the second half. They'll fall to 10-12 unless they can have a 12-run rally with one down. The pitch swung on, fouled off into the netting. The Quakes will improve to 12-10. Looking at the scoreboard around the Southern Division as the Rawhide are still in the playoff hunt. Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore are playing each other, and Inland Empire leads Lake Elsinore 5-2. 3-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Santos goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Now Davey Estrada comes to the plate batting from the left side. Estrada, a switch hitter. Switch hitter for the Rawhide. He's pinch hitting for Jason Roberson. Estrada batting 186 this season. Does not have a home run. Has driven in one run for the Rawhide. Pinch hitting for Jason Roberson. Two away, the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Infield shading to the right. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, first baseman is there. Lockwood Powell fields it, touches first, and that will end the game. The Quakes shut out the Rawhide by a score of 12-0, a 4-run fourth and an 8-run fifth. Make it a 12-0 ball game. The Quakes, 12 runs off of 13 hits, committed 2 errors. The Rawhide, no runs, 4 hits, committed 1 error. The Rawhide fall to 30-58 on the season and 10-12 in the second half. The Quakes improved to 48-40 and 12-10 in the second half. First pitch is tomorrow at 6:30. Yober Diaz, the expected pitcher for the Rawhide. Expected pitcher for the Quakes is River Ryan. I'm Jill Guerin, getting ready to sign off from Valley Strong Ballpark. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and watching to today's game. If you are listening on RawhideBaseball.com, you can also watch on MLB TV and, of course, MyTV 53. Huge thank you to the Rawhide front office and, of course, First Pitch Entertainment, the ownership group of the Visalia Rawhide. Thank you to JT, who is manning the cameras for every home game this season. One final time, the Quakes, 12 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors. The Rawhide, no runs, 4 hits, 1 error committed. First pitch is tomorrow at 6:30. Be sure to tune in on MyTV 53. Thank you for watching today's broadcast. You've been watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
More Furniture for Less has made it even easier to shop for furniture online and in-store.
Visit morefurniture.com and chat with a local furniture expert for product recommendations, the latest sales and promotions, or styling advice.
Simply click on the chat icon and be instantly connected to someone in your local store to answer all your questions.
Check out online or set up an in-store consultation to ensure a seamless buying experience. Only at morefurniture.com.
MyTV 53 is the home of My Network TV in Central Valley, a local channel with news, live sports, and other entertaining shows. And it's now the official television home of the Visalia Rawhide. By the way, watch Rawhide from the comfort of your own home every Friday through Sunday on My 53 TV. My TV 53.
Simpler and smarter with TicketSmart. Choose great seats from over 125,000 live events, all backed with a TicketSmart 100% ticket guarantee. Get your tickets smarter at TicketSmarter.com.
Well, the price options during the TicketSmarter gift card. The TicketSmarter is the official ticket resale marketplace in the Visalia Rawhide. Nothing compares to the power and excitement of live events. TicketSmarter, the smarter way to buy tickets. Live events like sports, concert, and theater. Visit TicketSmarter.com or download the app today. Smart Bank started at TicketSmarter.com. For the Visalia Rawhide, have a good night. First pitch tomorrow, 6:30, followed by hosting fireworks show right here at Valley Strong Ballpark. For the Visalia Oaks, have a good night. Please drive home carefully.